The trap. You think of men with menacing, icy stares that could freeze their opponents cold. Brutes who beat their foes into submission.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
And one of Zane's least favorite wrestlers is Eva Marie. Remember her from Total Divas?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All red all the time. Beautiful lady.
Mm-hmm.
Fans didn't like her in the least. Well, she's gone. She and the WWE have parted ways. Eva Marie announced that she released a statement saying the two sides mutually agreed to part ways. So all red all the time. No longer a wrestler in the WWE. I think she's going to concentrate on acting and a modeling career. That's what I've been kind of hearing.
So just before, and this is, last summer, of course, she had built up quite the momentum in regards of her character on SmackDown Live. But she would, you know, she'd come to the ring for a match, and it's something that would happen that would prevent her from wrestling. And which would cause a lot of grief for her. She was then suspended, of course, for violating the WWE wellness policy. And then she wanted to focus more on her acting career. Now, she hadn't been on SmackDown Live since August of 2016. And then with no, like, updates in regards of her status with the WWE, you kind of figure that this isn't a surprise. We kind of expected it coming. Rolling Stone actually caught up with her, and she had a quote here, if I could read it. And I'll read it right now, but it says, quote, "I have such a great relationship with Vince and Paul and Stephanie McMahon. They've given me an opportunity to step away and film these two films, which he's been doing. I have done already, and you never know when that relationship will come back. So I might appear at SummerSlam or WrestleMania. It just so happens that the wrestling craft, you have been able to give yourself 110% to that. And then with the acting, you have to do the same. So we decided together that with the films going back to back, I'm going to put my efforts into acting and growing that way. And then you never know. All Red Everything could come back and snatch that title," end quote. She's not coming back.
No. No, the fans, she never really caught on with the fans.
Yeah.
And they tried her on Total Divas, and I thought, And are you excited for the Divas to come back to ETV?
Are you really asking me that?
No, I shouldn't have asked you that. You're probably jumping up and down and screaming like a little girl, huh?
I am thrilled. I've actually been keeping up to date with that. I'm so excited for it. Diva TV is the best TV ever. Better than Captain America or Flash or Arrow or Robin Hood or whoever that is that you like. Better than all of it.
Don't you blaspheme to me, boy.
No, I'm serious.
You
Diva TV is so much better than that.
Yeah.
And you know it too. And it's time you man up and accept it.
I'm going to bite my tongue here, Juice. And it hurts. I have watched it, and I have kind of enjoyed some of it.
Kind of? You have enjoyed it. You know you have. You are eating it up. When your wife's like, "Hey, let's watch Flash." You're like, "No, let's watch Divas."
You just keep telling yourself that.
Your beautiful wife, Teresa, loves Flash, but you are not a fan of Flash. You're a fan of Diva TV. And that's okay, Dave. There's nothing wrong with that.
Can I tell you this? My lovely wife actually watched wrestling with me on Wednesday afternoon of this week. She hasn't sat down and watched a wrestling program with me in a long time. But she watched it. I was telling her all about the storylines and...
That poor gal.
Yeah. And you know what she really liked? She liked Feel the Glow, Naomi's entrance.
Really?
Yeah, she really liked that. That's pretty cool. So, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Ryback making some news. Evidently, he has been doing some wrestling in Australia. Actually beat a guy named Swagzilla, Sean Cumpston, to win the Rock
and Roll. Wait, what was his name?
Swagzilla. Isn't that a great name?
I hope he beats Swag. Someone who has the name of Swagzilla should not win a match.
Yeah, he was evidently the Rock and Roll Heavyweight Champion. Now it's Ryback.
Oh, my good night. Okay. Yeah.
And did you watch American Grid on Fox TV with John Cena?
I love that show. Oh, man, I thought I was going to hate it. I've actually been kind of impressed with it.
I love that show. Did you see the final?
Did you see the part where he actually talks about his life with Nikki Bella and his just like his life in general when he talks about it?
That was awesome, wasn't it?
Oh, my gosh, it's so good.
Yeah.
It's so real.
Yeah, the part that you're talking about when he was talking about his wrestling career and his relationship with Nikki, it became part of the competition when they were asking questions about what John had talked about the night before. I don't know if you caught that, but the guy who got the question right, and I'll ask you if you remember, where did John and Nikki share their first kiss?
I don't know.
It was in a restaurant. So the guy, one of the competitors got it right. Everybody else got it wrong. And in an off-camera segment, in a different little segment, they come back to him, and he's sitting there talking about winning that particular question. And he made this quote that was so bad. He says, "If I win with love, then love wins."
Oh, my good gosh. Get him off the air.
"If I win with love, love wins." Guess what? He lost.
I hope so. Anyone who's stupid enough to say that deserves to lose.
It reminded me, I was telling my wife about watching an old movie one time on HBO. This was years and years ago. It was a really bad kind of a gladiator movie. And the good guy is taken up before the king, the pharaoh, or whatever it was. And the pharaoh threatens to kill him. And he says, "Go ahead, because life is only life. And if I win, love wins." Yeah. It was so tough.
Okay, first of all, stop, okay?
I'm stopping my...
No, God, stop. Jeremiah. Stop. Stop crying. Stop crying.
Okay.
Oh, my good. Yeah. Wow. Okay, so Cena is staying big. We're just going to move on, Dave. I don't even know where to end with that. I don't even... Again, once again, I have to clean up your mess. Cena remains really busy, by the way. I don't know if you've heard, but he has been doing some filming, or at least his part in filming in regards to the Bumblebee, which I'm not excited to see. I'm excited to take you out to a movie and go watch Bumblebee.
It's in the Transformer franchise, Bumblebee.
Do you know what I'm more excited about, though?
What?
Is guess who's coming back to TV?
The Arrow? The Flash?
Who's Arrow?
Stephen Amell.
Who?
It's going to be at Comic-Con. I can't wait. Salt Lake City.
Who's Comic-Con?
It's not the Bellas. I know that.
It is the Bellas. Yummy!
The Bellas are coming back?
Total Bellas are coming back to Entertainment Television beginning on September 6th. Really excited about that, actually.
Mm.
They said they've got some... they're going to... At least when I looked on the Entertainment Page Network, they talked about how they're going to be showing a little bit more. It's going to be more of a positive spin on their lives than it's been before. There's a lot of drama in the last two seasons, but this one's going to be more positive looked at in regards to their relationships with their family, their friends, and other wrestlers. So I'm excited to see that, and I know you are too. So we'll skip Comic-Con and go and have a night out and watch that.
Not skipping Comic-Con. No.
Yeah, you will. For me.
Hey, Cena,
by the way,
is a
free agent. He's going to be flown between Raw and SmackDown with most of his ring work. By the way, he just tweeted out something really interesting. I guess you can follow him at John Cena on Twitter. He says, "Failure is a part of life, a great way to learn." And he says, "Learn to make excuses. Learn to blame others for your shortcomings." And then he tweets out again, "Or you can just take ownership and move forward."
Ooh. I like that, though.
I don't know if he's talking to someone specifically or if that's just a quote, but that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, that is. I was telling my wife that I've never been a big John Cena fan. However, I have grown to respect him more over the last two and a half years, mm-hmm. You know, with the things like American Grid and the things he's done with the Bellas. And then... of course, his work with the Make-A-Wish kids and some of the other things he's done. I've just grown to respect his talent even more. He is an incredible man. I just take my hats off to him. And then he does great mic work in the ring. You know, he gets all set up for this the big match he's going to be taking place with Shinsuke Nakamura. Now, remember, this was the dream match that was going to set up who was going to take on Jinder Mahal at SummerSlam. Well, he really puts Nakamura over in the match and then also puts over Baron Corbin on the microphone at the same time. It was masterful work on the microphone by John Cena, and my respect for him grew at that time because there's been a lot of people say Cena won't put other wrestlers over. I disagree because he did it with Rusev. He's done it with Corbin now. He's done it with Sensei Nakamura, and just a lot of respect for Mr. John Cena.
Couldn't agree more.
Yeah. Charlotte Flair on SmackDown Live a couple of weeks ago, you'll probably appreciate this. She was taking on the Ravishing Russian Lana, and there was
was this her wardrobe malfunction?
The wardrobe malfunction.
Oh, I love this. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. You can talk to me again.
Okay, well, Charlotte and Lana were in the ring, and Lana starts sliding down her back, almost like trying to do a sunset flip. And, and the backside of Charlotte's costume kind of fell off, and there was there was a lot of flair in Charlotte right there. They were showing a lot
There was.
But what was funny is I don't think the announcer saw it happen. And then all of a sudden you start hearing the crowd.
Thank you, Lana.
It was priceless.
Oh, man. And it couldn't happen to a better crowd. Toronto's an amazing crowd. Do you ever notice that?
Oh, they are.
Toronto is an unreal crowd.
Mm-hmm.
They deserve that.
Yeah. So.
So did we as WWE viewers.
We didn't get to see very much.
You saw enough.
But thank you, Lana. I absolutely love that. And then Tyler Breeze and Fandango have been doing the Fashion Files, the Fashion Police, and Fandango has been missing the last few weeks, and they. That storyline is very convoluted. It's supposed to be comedy. Sometimes it's funny. I was telling my wife it's a train wreck that you can't take your eyes off of. But 2 weeks ago, Fandango comes back after being missing for a couple of weeks, and he says that he had been abducted by aliens, and I just thought this was really funny. So listen closely to how Fandango explains about being abducted by aliens.
Aliens? Aliens?
Yeah.
How'd you escape?
Escape? I could leave anytime I wanted to.
Why didn't you?
Anal probes.
What?
I mean, no. Wardrobes.
Wardrobes.
Anal probes. I laughed out loud. You could tell the crowd there wasn't really into it because there was no laughter. But
that's great writing, though.
Yeah, it was. It was great. It was fantastic. And then who destroyed their little toy horse? It turned out to be Arn Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
Because they named the horse Tully, as in Tully Blanchard. And Arn was jealous because he was the hoss of the four horsemen.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. But clever stuff. Here we go. Shane McMahon calls out AJ and talking about the upcoming U.S. Championship match with KO, Kevin Owens. Shane is going to be the guest referee. What do you think about this match at SummerSlam?
How much you want to bet that Shane McMahon screws him over?
I think he'll screw over Kevin Owens.
Someone's getting screwed, but it's just because it's a McMahon. That's how it usually goes.
I agree there. So, it's going to be interesting.
So,
that.
I mean, that's... I think someone gets screwed over. And unfortunately, it's going to be... unfortunately, it's going to be KO. But
yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit more about what's coming up in SummerSlam. They're going to have the Fatal 4-Way.
Oh, thank you. I'm so excited.
It is going to be a good SummerSlam, isn't it?
And there's a lot of mystery to what each match is going to mean.
Yeah.
Like, for after that. And so I'm You get fun.
Yeah, the fatal four-way match, the Universal Champion Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns versus Braun Strowman versus Samoa Joe. And Heyman says that if Brock loses, both he and Brock are gone, leaving.
By the way, there's been reports from USC that Brock is going to be coming back.
Yeah. Do you care?
So, do the math.
Do you care?
Yeah, I care because I'm sick of it, you know? I care because he can go to the UFC, win the title there. He can come back to WWE, win the title here, and he's a part-time guy. Guys like Braun Strowman, Roman Reigns, Samoa Joe, I mean, it sucks because, I mean, they will win the title, but at some point when Brock Lesnar wants to come back, he's immediately in the running for the title. And he immediately gets that kickover from the crowd, which is just unreal. Just sick of it.
Yeah. Maybe this time Brock will decide to retire or something. And I just never have been a big fan of his by... And
me
it's
neither.
Not because I dislike him. I don't know what it is. I think he's over because of Paul Heyman, to be honest with you.
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Paul Heyman's incredible.
Oh, the best mic work in the business, I think, ever.
Oh, he's amazing.
Yeah, he is. Did you see the Last Man Standing match on August the 7th with Reigns and Braun Strowman? Was that
absolutely
incredible? When Braun Strowman picks up that chair, like an office chair, and literally throws it 20 or 30 feet and hits Roman Reigns right in the face.
Yeah, and by the way, when he throws it, he's not even trying.
No.
I mean, he literally puts little effort into throwing it, and it still clocks Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
And you're right, it's a solid 25-yard throw, and he throws it on a rope.
And that was probably, what, a 40 or 50-pound chair?
Yeah, easily.
Yeah, easily, just easily. And then the spear that Roman comes running down the entrance ramp, and he had some speed on him, and he spears, loved it. Just loved it.
When he goes to spear him, do you think there's a little anger after taking that bump?
You know, it could be a little bit of a payback.
I mean, when you take a bump, when I get hit by somebody, you know, it hurts, but I'm kind of angry that I got hit that hard. It kind of hurts. I'm ticked, you know, and because that spear, like you said, yeah, well, good speed, and he puts his shoulder into him pretty darn good.
Yes, he did. It was an incredible spot. People don't like Roman Reigns, you know, he gets a big boo, but I just read today that in the professional wrestling segment of ESPN, the most searched wrestler in that is Roman Reigns.
Really?
So he has a lot of fans out there, too, and I'm pretty much a fan. I kind of like his work, so I like it. So let's go some more SummerSlam with the WWE Women's SmackDown title. Natalya versus Feel the Glow, Naomi. I think Carmella and Ellsworth might get involved with the Money in the Bank contract. Should be a good ladies match, though.
Hmm.
Yeah. And then, what do you think?
Okay.
How about the Raw's women title, Alexa Bliss against Sasha Banks?
Ooh, now that I'm excited for. I think it was interesting because Banks and Bliss, their first NXT match was about a year apart from each other. Banks teamed up with Emma in her very first match, and then all kind of ran up there to the chain to Monday Night Raw. But this is going to be fun. I think they're both athletic. They're both aggressive, and their build up to this moment has actually been really good. A lot of build up stories for Divas. It hasn't been well written, I don't think, to be honest with you, nor are they well taken care of throughout the course of its build up to a pay per view event. But this has been different, and I'm actually excited about this. And if you ask me, I think Bliss wins.
Well, I kind of hope so. I like Alexa Bliss, but I also like the boss. And original plans were for it to be against Bayley, but Bayley injured her shoulder in a match against Nia Jax a few weeks ago on Monday.
By the way, I'm hearing that's a fake injury.
Really?
I heard that she took a photo with somebody, and she didn't have her, like, sling on her shoulder because she separated her shoulder, right?
Right.
But I heard she, like, took a photo with somebody, doing the DX pose, and she didn't have her sling on. And someone tweeted out to her, like, where's your sling? I'm kind of confused. And then she tweeted out, me too. So I'm not so sure how real that is.
Yeah, well, I guess we'll have to see on Monday night, because there's been rumored heel change for Bayley coming up. There's been a lot of rumors about that. So,
but this is big for both of them, because, I mean, for Bliss, if she gets a win, you know, her rise is still going. Her in-ring work has gotten better, and I feel like she's really good on the mic. And so if she's able to walk away with a win at SummerSlam, then I think she has a date with Nia Jax, at some point, maybe at a Raw or even at a pay-per-view. I think it'd be sooner than a pay-per-view. For Banks, it was supposed to happen a long time ago, but like you said, it just hasn't came to be. And I don't think the crowd's really as thrilled about Banks being the champion as they would be with Bliss. So, by the way, stat of the day for the Women's Championship. This is courtesy of ESPN.com. Women's Championship has changed hands 5 times at SummerSlam, but never in consecutive years. At last year's event, Flair defeated Banks to win her 2nd Women's Championship. So if all case says correctly, Bliss is going to win this one.
Yeah. Then the WWE Heavyweight Championship. This is on the SmackDown side. Jinder Mahal, the Maharaja, against Shinsuke Nakamura, the Michael Jackson wannabe. Now, there was the match between Cena and Nakamura, the rock star of the WWE, where Shinsuke, he actually blew a move and almost injured John Badd on a suplex, and he landed right on his neck. And I understand he took a little heat for that from the back office, because he just blew the move. And Shinsuke Nakamura, once again, not a fan. I don't know what it is, besides him being one ugly human being. He doesn't have rhythm, and they try to make him a rock star. And he comes out there, and he's got the red leather on, and I just want some sequined gloves on there so he can do Michael Jackson. And then he doesn't grapple. I mean, when's the last time you really saw him put on a headlock or do some real grappling? He does a lot of the kicks, and I know it's strong style, but I don't know. I just don't like him. I like the kid that won the 205 Cruiserweight title. He's also a Japanese wrestler, Takara, I think. Yeah. Anyway, I like his style. I like what he does, and I really enjoy watching him, but I just can't get into Nakamura. Neither can Zayn.
And, you know, with Nakamura, I see him losing for 2 reasons. One, it's really hard for Mahal to beat Orton 3 straight times and to get to a point where he's in a championship match. Look, his rise to the top was really quick. It was probably surprisingly quick. It was unexpected. But I think he did a great job in handling the situation. I'm actually a fan. I don't mind him at all.
Yeah.
But he is ugly.
I think Nakamura will win. I really do. I think they'll put the belt on him. And where has Dolph Ziggler been on TV? He hasn't been on in a long time.
Oh, man.
Reportedly, he's going to be.
He's always in the doghouse for some reason.
Yeah, but they're going to repackage him some way. I don't know how they're going to do that. He'll come back. He'll be repackaged in some form. I don't know whether it'll be a heel or a face. I don't know, but I bet he comes back pretty soon. So it's going to be interesting. And then a match that I'm kind of really interested in, seeing Finn Balor and Bray Wyatt against each other. And it's going to be interesting, because I called this probably about the time they started setting up Finn Balor and Bray Wyatt. I said, when they do SummerSlam, the Demon is coming back. That great entrance by Finn Balor with the war paint and the entrance dance, and that's coming back, the Demon. During SummerSlam, I love that entrance. It's incredible. I love the Demon. So it's going to be against the Eater of Worlds of Bray Wyatt. Have no idea who's going to win. So that's just going to be fun. And we've talked a little about John Cena and Baron Corbin. Did you see that Corbin tried to cash in his Money in the Bank and lost?
Yes, it was his contract, wasn't it?
Yeah, the contract, he lost it to Jinder Mahal after Do
you wonder if there's something going on behind the scenes for him to do that?
You know what? It might be. You know, you just never know because it was so quick. You know, it's just unreal.
Huh. Interesting.
Well, we talked about SummerSlam. You have anything else you want to talk about in the professional wrestling world?
Man, I'm really interested in SummerSlam. It's going to be interesting. And you got SmackDown's got No Mercy on September 24th. Raw has No Mercy on September 24th. And then Hell in a Cell, SmackDown, coming up right after that. So SummerSlam's been kind of the main event. I mean, there's WrestleMania, and then everything kind of skips to from Money in the Bank to SummerSlam. So SummerSlam's really your next big event. So it's gonna detail a lot of storylines that are going to either end, or storylines that will continue, or storylines that will maybe be have an addition to something. So this will be fun. Should be a fun event on Sunday.
It should be. Juice, thanks for joining us today. Well, it's always great to talk to you, and I'll be glad when you get to move back up to Cache Valley and we can get together in the studio and do all this again.
Hey, we're looking forward to it. Thanks, Dave.
Okay, thank you.
And maybe Zane won't want to kick me in the Wachabies. I, once again, really messed up. Zane, I apologize.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
Those guys look big and mean. I think they want to hurt us.
What do you call that, a flying springboard knee to the face?
Oh, that works.
I like to hurt people.
Pretending to wrestle is the most fun in the whole world.
The thoughts and opinions heard on the preceding program are not necessarily those of an intelligent human being. If you don't agree with them, get your own dang pod.
Dummy.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. And in the immortal words of Ric Flair, woo!
That he had what they call in the business a boo-boo face.
With all my might, I kicked him as hard as I could in his testicles.
A lot of kicking in the Wachobee.
Yeah.
Pull the belt shots to the left to YouTubers who are just doing stupid things. And then one day, I got hit in the Wachobees, and my mom's like, what's your problem? And I'm like, I got hit, and I was going to say, you know, describe the area, but instead of saying describing the area, I said, Wachobees. And my mom didn't get mad at me, so that's the word I've always stuck with ever since.
Wachobees.
Wachobees.
Wachobees. Wachobees. Wachobees. Wachobees.